Well, the so-called forest wars might flare up yet again as environmental scientists and conservationists call for a new way of managing them as forest agreements come up for renewal. Professor David Lindenmayer from the Fenner School of Environment at the Australian National University is one of the more influential voices in the debate. I asked him why the agreements were signed in the first place.
So these agreements were drawn up in the 1990s, and the purpose was twofold. One was to create certainty and economic certainty for the timber industry, the native forest timber industry in several states around Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia and Tasmania. It was also to ensure the conservation of endangered species and the maintenance of key conservation values of our native forests.
And how successful has it been in doing those things?
It's been spectacularly unsuccessful in doing both those things. In most parts of Australia, the native forest timber industry is demonstrably unsustainable, and it's also highly uneconomic. And at the same time, we've seen significant erosion of key biodiversity values, particularly in Tasmania and in the state of Victoria.
And in the in looking back at that period of time until now, the forestry industry has characterized themselves as the losers from the so-called forest wars. What do you think of that point of view? Is it even a good way of looking at it?
No, I think it's an absurd perspective. The reality is that the industry is not sustainable. The industry is not economic and has been declining economically and declining in ecological sustainability for the last 20 years. And we've seen many of our threatened species gone backwards. And we've seen many key aspects of forest ecosystem health also go backwards. So really what's happened here is a major disaster. I think one of the key issues, though, is that the really important other values of Australia's native forests have largely been overlooked. So, for example, go to the state of Victoria, go to the Central Highlands Regional Forest Agreement that was signed in 1997. What we see there is that when we do the thorough economic analysis, the value of the water is 25 and a half times greater than the value of the timber. But even more important is that when we cut those forests down to produce mostly paper, what that does is it massively erodes the value of the water supply. So for the sake of maintaining maybe 150 to 200 jobs in a declining timber industry to make paper for a Japanese paper company, we are degrading the water value. We are degrading the water supply for almost 5 million people. Now, that's really poor policy, and it's a really dumb outcome. And that's really a consequence of this regional forest agreement process, where a key natural asset that's dependent upon by an entire city, nearly 5 million people, is degraded for an industry that's uneconomic, that employs remarkably few people, and at the same time degrades habitats and environments for critically endangered species.
It seems the sort of philosophy behind the process of the regional forestry agreements was to try to end a kind of adversarial situation and make it more collaborative. Has that happened? Do you see scope for that happening in the future?
I understand why the regional forest agreement process was undertaken, because of the so-called forest wars. But what's happened is that these regional forest agreements are now hopelessly out of date. So it's like you guys in the media industry having a media policy that fails to acknowledge the internet. That's basically what we're dealing with. We're dealing with something that's 20 years out of date, and the idea is to simply roll them over without taking into account the last 20 years of learning and understanding. So in the last 20 years, we've recognised that climate change, for example, is a really, really significant threat. At the same time, we've understood that native forests have enormous values for storing vast amounts of carbon, which is critical for tackling dangerous climate change. We've also recognised that there are many important values of native forests that way exceed the economic value of a declining timber industry. So for all intents and purposes, these are out of date and they don't take into account the key values of forests, both economic, ecological and social. And unless we take that kind of information into account, then regionally, that really the regional forest agreement process is flawed and it needs mega overhaul. Essentially, what we need is a thorough revisit of the comprehensive regional assessment process that should underpin all of these regional forest agreements. And I think when we do that, we'll discover that there's far better ways to manage our forests than what we're doing now, to largely produce cheap wood chips and cheap paper at almost no benefit to the Australian economy and almost no benefit to the Australian community.
Professor David Lindenmayer, ending that story.